Good morning, humanity. It's March 27th, 2023, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Oh, hello. This is Bev.
And we are very lucky because we get Bev here twice this month.
Every chance I get.
Yes, sirree. Bev's in town. Look out, Tucson.
Oh, and, look at who's talking.
Yeah, so we're also redoing the center. We'll get a chance to show that to you as we move along. We're creating a whole new vibe here at Tucson, the international headquarters. Yep.
It's time.
To teach people around the world BioTouch. And so that's what we want to talk about this week, the past week in review. We, in 1 week, did four incredible new things to present BioTouch, and we're going to sort of go over each one. And also, we're asking you down there in the comments, let us know where you think we should present, or if you have any contacts. It could be a group, it could be a bridge club, it could be a Tupperware party. We don't care.
Nope.
We'll come anywhere to teach and share. I mean, it can be anything from a 20-30 minute presentation to an hour or two little workshop where we teach people how to do BioTouch. So let's talk about the first thing we did, and that was we have taped a workshop and collaborated with Care for Caregivers. Yep, and that is an organization created by John Kerr, and the website is last5yards.com, and they work with people who are dealing with loved ones who are in their final stages of life on the planet.
Man, that's pretty heavy stuff, and it's just so necessary, isn't it?
And he loves BioTouch, and he thinks it should be part of that whole process of passing over. So we did a workshop with him. We're going to have him on the show here in a couple weeks to talk about his program and why he wanted to work with BioTouch. And the workshop is going to be available for free to caregivers. So if you go to last5yards.com, there's some great information there about how to work with your loved ones. Mm. So we did that, and then let's jump to the next thing that we did, which was, it's called IMER, Integrative Medicine Elective Rotation, or something like that. Anyhow, it's with the University of Arizona and the School of Integrative Medicine, Andy Weil's School of Integrative Medicine.
Oh, yeah.
And they are building a brand new building.
Crazy.
A brand new building at the university just for this integrative medicine program.
Oh.
And it has five different aspects, physical, spiritual, I don't know, the four aspects. And there's four buildings. Each building will have its own energy to it. So,
wow. That's amazing.
So we have been involved with them. You and a lot of other people used to go all the time.
Oh, for years. Yeah. I mean, the last, 10 years, I'm saying? Yeah, especially when, you know, everything was in person. Yeah, these amazing fourth-year medical students, they come from all over the United States. Some of them are from other countries. And they come here to participate in this rotation where they get subjected to other ways of looking at healing and health. And so they're introduced, of course. Dr. Weil is, you know, integrative medicine. I mean, that's him, right? So all these other modalities and techniques and classroom time, it's very comprehensive for them at that time. But we were very honored to be asked to be part of that, where they got to experience the different modalities. Yeah, and
so
we would go.
What happened is in the past couple of years, they had to do it virtually, and we were part of that. And so we were just teaching people to do it and having them have a mindset of who they're working on. But this is the first year, again, they were back in person.
Yeah.
And they had us come and present for 30 minutes. I was like, oh, what am I going to do in 30 minutes?
Oh, you did it.
It was amazing.
You did
it. I mean, it's funny looking at all these fourth-year med students. I'm like, how old are you?
I know. Oh, I'm just a baby, but, you know.
So, but it's awesome to see that this next generation of medical practitioners is open to other ways of working with their clients and their patients. So we presented, And on this one, instead of us touching them like you used to do, they all sat down. I just went around, there were 30 of them there, presented the greeting and the neck and A&A, just sort of what we do with people,
Yeah.
and I had them do it on each other.
Oh, powerful. I love that.
And it was interesting because, there's a lot of chatter to giggle, da 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 da. And
Yeah.
then the minute they start doing the greeting and
Ooh.
start touching one another, there's silence
Yes, it happens
over.
every time.
Yeah.
I know.
It's amazing. It's like
Oh.
this touch technique just zones you into the moment.
Because the body wants it and knows it and recognizes it. It belongs to the
Yeah.
body. You know, it's innate, as we say.
And I'll tell you what they really loved. I brought the
Oh,
bio
the
ball out.
bio.
So
People are blown away by that,
they
right?
are, okay? It's this little ball that when you hold it, and it's like, because people always want to know, why do you have to touch on the skin? There's so many
Right.
techniques where, if you do energy work or, you just touch people, through the clothes or you just do a little rub, but we touch on the skin. And that's vital as far as being the most effective way to see the results of BioTouch. So when you take out this ball and you touch the two ends of the clip, and we have a video we can show you at another time,
Yeah.
the ball lights up.
Yeah.
And
That
when
is.
somebody holds the clip, like if there was the ball here and I held the clip, okay, and then we touch skin to
Skin.
skin, the ball
The
lights
ball lights
up.
up.
Yeah. But when you touch through the clothes or you touch trying to do energy work, you can't get the ball to light.
No, you can't. Never seen it.
No.
In all the times I've seen you do that, never seen that ball live.
So it's vital. Skin to skin is the most powerful way to do healing work that we think of.
And maybe, that in a lot of the modalities you don't have to touch, that keeps you what in a safe zone. But
Well,
BioTouch says all that's over. Okay, this is going to force us, we've said this before, force you into coming into a relationship with another human being. Sorry about that. But here
yeah.
you are, little children.
And so then, so, and that that was awesome. And so interestingly, so when I present, as I always have on the show, and we've talked about it over and over, when you're talking about energy modality, we always say, we're not really sure what that means.
No.
It's a matter of convenience.
Yeah.
So now they want to hook me up with the woman who's the head of sort of the energy medicine department of the Andy Weil School, and I can't remember her last name. Anyhow,
Chasen.
Chasen.
Dr. Anne
And
Marie.
she's written a lot of books about energy healing and things like
She's
that.
awesome, I will say.
So, and then I read the Chat GPT.
Oh.
I went on to Chat GPT. I said, "So how can doctors best use BioTouch?" Oh, shit, too bad I don't have it here with
I
me.
know.
And Deborah, who was in charge of this program, says, "Oh, I need that. I need that. I need to show Andy how to do this." Andy Weil. So.
Yeah, please do.
So we're in the run here. So trying to get
That's
into the
exciting.
School of
It's
Integrative
so
Medicine
exciting.
here.
Yes.
If you're part of a medical school or integrative program, let us know. We'll come share with you. Or if you need a real doctor, Dr. Kenna Stevenson would be happy to talk to people. And
Yes.
she's awesome with her presentations.
Oh, I know. She's and passionate about
Yes.
BioTouch.
So then the next thing we did was our workshop. We'll go a little bit over that because that was awesome with Fran Gartholm.
Was wonderful. I mean, it's just like everything else. The last year or so, we've had some incredible presenters. They all are, absolutely. And every time, every workshop, I learn something new.
And this was on body image. And the pain and the stressors that keep us away from a good body image. And how she was on lots of meds, had fibromyalgia, and
Oh, her own story.
yeah, her own story was amazing. So we hope you look it up. It's on our website. Just
Please
go to the health
do.
conditions and pull up body image and at least watch her presentation because it was inspiring.
It was so inspiring. And I can tell you right off the bat, I'm like, oh, she's talking to a couple people in my life already, that I'm going to share that with.
Yeah.
It
And
was
the whole
beautiful.
goal of her was you got to change the dialogue a bit. You have to start looking differently, doing very simple things. It was also about not doing conflicts. And so, doing simple things. She mentioned BioTouch a couple times. She mentioned just simple eating habits. I mean, one thing she said, if you just quit sugar,
Just give up
your body
sugar.
will feel 100% better.
Better. I know.
And I know some people
who went,
oh, it's time.
I think I might be ready for that. I knew that was going to be my last frontier. Yeah.
So, and then we taught the points, just a few sets of points on how to help the body reduce the stress. And it just fit right along with who we, you know, we're always mentioning Bruce Lipton.
Yeah.
Change the dialogue and the body will follow.
Right.
And that's true. And the dialogue is about love.
And when she said, you know, no conflict, we know how non-invasive on all those, in all those ways that BioTouch is. It's so non-invasive. There's no conflict. There's just love, as you just said, you know? It's just a presence.
And we don't know how many times. I mean, the research bears out the fact that pain reduction is a key component of BioTouch.
Oh.
I mean, we've done thousands of people in our research protocols. And the one thing that we've noticed all across the board is pain reduction. Pre and post session, for sure. And then with Dr. Kenneth Stevenson, it really showed that even after 4 weeks of not getting BioTouch, the pain still stayed diminished.
Right. Just the opposite of what she thought, right?
Yeah, she thought it was all part because you had to believe in it. But she found that the emotional things sort of went back to a baseline, but the physical physiology stayed improved. So, you know, the research is there. You know, we can actually say it's been shown clinically to reduce stress and pain.
Yeah.
And symptoms of disease. And then when you start doing that, you can start feeling better about this body and this house that I sit within every day.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a, because I know that people were going to say, well, how does a body image and pain, how does that connect? But you know, by the end of the workshop, her presentation, I was just like, my gosh, how can you not have a particular body image if you're in pain? It's going to impact on that. So, you know, she's done just a great job of having this comprehensive program
right.
that she offers. You know, she's, movement. She talks about the second one was movement, but movement that you can, you know, don't go out there and think, well, everybody else is doing this and this, and I guess that's what I must do. It's about coming into our own sense of the body image and doing what works for us.
Yes.
Again, no conflict.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And that's the simple thing with BioTouch. There's no conflict. You know, you take those two fingers and you lightly touch another human being, you're talking 30 seconds to a minute, you know, and it, not even every day. If you did it every day, you'd really notice some difference take our 21-day challenge. But that was the beauty of that particular body image presentation.
Yeah.
Again, it's on our website. If nothing else, just type into the search engine, body image, and it'll come up. And there's a workbook that's free for now. You know, after a month, it's only available to members.
Right.
And then we did something just yesterday. Bev and I drove for an hour and a half, 2 hours for me. It's a half hour just to get to where you were staying.
I know. And then the detour.
Right. Oh, yeah, the detour in Phoenix.
Don't forget the detour.
And we were able to present at the trimester annual conference. It was in Mesa, which is right outside of Phoenix. And there were 300 people that signed up for the conference.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of
vendors.
Vendors,
there, huh?
That's the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of vendors there. So we got there real early. And we thought, well, okay, let's go network.
Turn Paul loose on them.
Wow, you did pretty good too.
Oh, yeah.
Put the penny in and she'll keep talking.
Right.
But don't put her up in front of a group.
No.
She freezes.
No, I did. I'm like, okay, I got this. No, I don't. I'm like, well, you know what? We all have our gifts and talents. Your gift is just to get up there. You presented perfectly. It was wonderful. You know?
And it was. You know, we just had, you know, probably 10 people in our particular workshop. But it was 10 perfect people. There was one lady with her mother. She was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Brought her mother.
Yeah.
And people were touched by the simplicity, the ability for them to practice it immediately.
Yeah.
And to have a resource that they could come to as they wanted apply it more to their life.
Definitely.
One of the ladies there had grandchildren, so she was already working with it.
Yeah. One of the young ladies with her toddlers, she
yeah.
says, oh, I'm going home tonight. And I'm, because we taught them a couple of the sets of points. And she's like, I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to start this with my kids. I'm like, you do that.
So that was really awesome,
that
but
was
even
awesome.
More so for all of you out there who are thinking of having families, are pregnant, are getting ready to give birth, or are in that that fourth trimester. The resources that are out there, now this was just the Phoenix area. Well, one lady was from
Tucson.
We made some great connections to do collaborations with. But I was very inspired by what's available to families during birth, pre-birth, during birth, and for 5 years
afterwards.
These organizations.
My gosh, me too. I had no idea.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was.
So, you know, BioTouch is just one of the little pieces. You know, we're not the cure-all or do, but if you're having a family and you're getting ready to do that, really look into your community. Find out what's available. Because there's not just social service agencies, and I mean, there's all these organizations being created for doulas, for midwives. A lot of the key words was empowerment for the mother,
For the family.
And it's all about bringing the family together. That was our big presentation. The kids can do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And, you know, we did sit in on one of the talks, and her whole thing was, let's start getting back to the core of what a family is and interacting with each other. Not, you know, she's over here in her room on the internet and mom's reading and dad's out, whatever. This is a family collaboration. And I think the theme of our last week is just that, collaborating. This is our next step. This is what I'm really excited about. Partnering up. There's so many awesome organizations who really care out there. And the beautiful thing about BioTouch is we can merge ourselves into all of them with BioTouch.
Yes.
And they got that. Many of them, they were like, what? Oh, yeah. Now, you got already invited to go and present to that one group.
Yeah, it was a nurse practitioner group, and they work with people, and they have an educational program, and they try to educate their nurse practitioners and midwives around the country. It's all virtual with them. So,
amazing.
You know, we'll give you more information where you can hook into a midwife or a doula and how to apply BioTouch to your life.
Gosh.
So, it was a busy week.
It was.
And we encourage you to let us know where you think we should present, or if you're part of a group, you know, contact us. We'll send Bev right over. She loves talking in front of a group.
Oh, Bev will drive you.
So, again, just contact us, office@justtouch.com. If you're listening to this on a podcast, go to justtouch.com for more information. And we're here to serve.
That's
our only purpose, and we're here to teach. That's the new facet here of BioTouch. We've been in this office for 20 years now, we found out.
Yep.
And we're now really moving into really teaching this around the world.
Yep. And that, you know, it's kind of like we're moving into what you set all those years ago, and we're growing into what our potential has always been, and in its time. It's here. Yeah.
I remember saying to Norman, we need to get this out to the world.
Right.
So please, help us. We're here. We're just the catalyst. We can do whatever you want us to do. We have nothing else to do with our life.
Right.
We're on Medicare and Social Security. What else do you need?
We are good to go.
Damn socialized
medicine. We're waiting for you.
Right. So, thank you all. We'll see you all next week. And thank you, Ben. Good to have you here with us.
I know, it was fun. I love it. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind. giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is biotouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do, and a natural way to be.